This is a production of Cornell University.
Let's get started with a roll call. Kiara, if you could do the honors.
Okay. Sorry, my roommate's talking. Lila Abed El-Majid.
Here.
Morgan Baker.
Here.
Genevieve Bensaw.
Unexcused.
Kayla Butler.
Excused.
Carlo Castillo.
Present.
Uchenna Chukwukere.
Here.
Lucy Contreras.
Unexcused.
Annette Gleiberman.
Present.
Sonu Kapoor.
Here.
Amari Lampert.
Here.
Andrea Miramontes Sereno.
Here.
Estefania Perez.
Excused.
Tomas Renning.
Here.
Kate Santa Cruz.
Here.
Mardia Chardot.
Excused.
Lucas Smith.
Here.
Claire Templeman.
Here.
Valeria Valencia.
Here.
Noah Watson.
Here.
Salam Waldai.
Here.
Valentina Shu.
Here.
Johan Yuan.
Here.
Raquel Zohar.
Here.
Lucas Zumpano.
Here.
Samuel Z. And Kat.
I'm here. And also, Mardia was in the waiting room, sorry. So she's also here.
Okay, thank you.
Of course. Could we get the count of members present?
I have 22 members present.
Fabulous. Okay, awesome. With 22 members present, the time is 4:51. I'm going to call the meeting to order. I know that this is like kind of the time of the semester where things really start picking up. I know that's the case for me at least. So I hope this can go through uneventfully. I have a very, I'm going to start with the, sorry, I'm looking at the agenda. I'm going to start with the land acknowledgement. Okay, Cornell University is located on the traditional homelands of the Gayogono, the Cayuga Nation. The Gayogono are members of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, an alliance of six sovereign nations with a historic and contemporary presence on this land. The Confederacy precedes the establishment of Cornell University, New York State, and the United States of America. We acknowledge the painful history of Gayogono dispossession and honor the ongoing connection of Gayogono people, past and present, to these lands and waters. Thanks, everyone. I'm going to turn it over to EVP Watson for announcements and presentations, and I do have a quick announcement slash presentation to add to that.
Yeah, Kat, and I'm just going to turn it right back over to you because you are the only one today.
Awesome. Thanks so much. Thank you, Noah. Let me try to screen share really quickly. Very short presentation, only two slides, I swear. Okay. Can everyone see my screen? Thumbs up? Yes, perfect. Okay. Just some quick updates for y'all. I know a lot of you are very interested in helping out with the EARS initiatives because all of us received the sad news that peer counseling was reviewed by Cornell Health Insurance as EARS is moving from under the Dean of Students office to Cornell Health, to the Scranton Health Center. So they have decided that peer counseling is not covered by insurance and liability. So they made the decision to kind of cut it. I was asked by Jeannie Yamazaki from EARS, who is one of the facilitators, if I could share the opinion piece that she wrote in The Sun and also the petition to bring back peer counseling. And I know many of you have already seen this, read it, shared it on social media. So I thank you all so much for that. It's really important. Every signature counts. She did say that for this petition to be effective, they do need to kind of reach some kind of like mass threshold. So please keep sharing, please keep asking people to sign the petition. It's very important. I've linked the opinion piece the first link is on here. It shows, it just kind of talks about the behind the scenes of what happened and why the decision was made. And the second link is the link to the petition. Second update is from Annabelle's Grocery. Again, they presented to us last week. And you guys, a lot of you have already been sharing this on your own personal networks, but they're open now for curbside delivery, I believe. So please just keep sharing that is open to folks. And then I have another announcement that is not on the presentation, but someone asked me to share this. So I'm going to try to find it and tell you all about it. It's called Ed Mobilizer, and I'm going to put this in the essay Slack later so you all can view it. But they are looking for students to help mobilize their peers, to write op-eds to the campus newspapers, talking about legacy admissions. I know that this is something some folks are really passionate about. So, you know, first-gen students, this is something that affects a lot of first-gen students. I know a lot of people have thoughts on this, both good and bad. So if you're interested, I'll again put the graphics that I was sent into the essay Slack after this meeting. Alrighty. And then last thing is just about reports. I have received many reports and I want to say thank you because they're fantastic. And again, like this is supposed to be an opportunity for you all to show off the work that you have been doing that often goes on behind the scenes. And I know from my time as a rep that it can feel unrewarding. You know, some of you are putting in a lot of time on a lot of initiatives that don't get recognized on the assembly floor. I want to make sure you guys all get that opportunity. And again, for some of you who haven't had the chance to work on any initiatives this year, this is kind of, you know, a boost to get you all going. So thank you to these representatives who have sent in their reports. I'm still waiting on half of the freshman rep reports and some from the arts reps. I did ask the undesignated reps to start submitting reports. And if you've already contacted me about, you know, delays in submitting your reports, that's totally fine. Just don't forget to send it to me as well as every member of the executive board so we can all review it. I have been slowly reading through the reports and giving feedback to many of you. So if you've already received feedback from me, I hope it's been helpful. Please feel free to you know, hit me back with questions. And for those of you who I haven't had a chance to respond yet, please know I'm like getting to them and I'll provide you all with written feedback, hopefully this weekend or next week. But again, I know that like you guys have put in the work and I'm really happy. So I'm gonna ask the next round of folks to, you know, try to get in your reports in at some point in the next couple weeks. Don't work on them during wellness days. Please do not worry about that. But anytime in the next 2 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks, CALS reps, HUMEC rep, Dyson, and the National Student rep, please just start, you know, thinking about what your report might entail. If you have questions about that, feel free to ask away. General feedback from the reports I did read, you know, from ILR, some of the freshman reps, engineering, there's a lot of, you know, concern or a want to work with your respective colleges about mental health initiatives and diversity and inclusion initiatives. And I want to highlight that please make sure you're engaging with your constituents about these issues because yes, you're elected to represent them, but it's always best to, you know, keep checking in with your constituent base. I know that can be difficult right now, but I wanna make sure you're all doing that so you're able to fully represent, you know, kind of the struggles that are going on. And especially for diversity and inclusion efforts, if you're going to be engaging with those initiatives within your positional represent, like your position, make sure you're like reaching out to constituent groups or organizations on campus that work on these issues already. For instance, the Alana organizations, Black Students United, LAL, like there's a whole list, you know, like NASAC, HAPSU, SAC, you could list all of them. Also within respective colleges, I know that there's like minority student organizations, for instance, ILR, there's the minority ILR student organization, MILRSO, with like animal science, there's like minorities in animal science for CALS reps. Please make sure you're gonna reach out to those students and like do your due diligence when talking about these specific advocacy points. Okay, and yeah, that's about it. I just know that a lot of you have kind of expressed that it's been harder to engage with your constituents this semester. I know it's very difficult because of Zoom, virtual, you can't talk to people as easily. I know office hours are on people's minds and those can also be hard to coordinate or people might not come to them and that's totally okay, I understand that. Just make sure, I want us to be creative and start thinking of other ways to engage with your constituents, utilize your social media platforms. I know some of you have done that in the past and like, please continue to do that. Talk to one another about ideas that might work or ideas that have worked for you in the past on, you know, getting feedback from your constituents. Super important, I don't want us to be operating in a vacuum. So that is everything I have for my reports and announcements. Do I have any questions or general comments and feedback? Then just for folks, please just remember to turn your reports at some point in the next couple of weeks, and I'll try to get my feedback to those of you who have already submitted them. Alrighty. Back to
thank you.
Sorry. Yes.
I'm speaking over you. I'm so sorry, Kat. Thank you so much for your presentation. Just one last presentation before we move on to the open microphone. It's from Representative Rayune. To us.
Hey, y'all. I just wanted to make a quick announcement about preferred names on diplomas. Up until this past year, Cornell required a legal name change in order for trans, gender nonconforming students, or really anyone else who goes by a name other than their legal name, to have their preferred name on their diploma. That is no longer the case. So this also affects international students who go by a preferred name in the States and would like that name to be on their degree. So you are no longer required to have a legal name change in order for your chosen name to appear on your degree. If you know anyone who already graduated and this impacted them, they are also allowing graduates to request a replacement diploma with their preferred name on it, regardless of whether they've gotten a legal name change. This is a really big deal because Cornell was actually the only Ivy that did not allow this up until recently. I would like to know, it's not updated on the registrar's website yet, and they're working on updating that. But just so you know, registrar is super open to working with people. And if anyone has questions about that, feel free to send them my way. And this will be in effect for May 2021 graduates as well. So when the email goes out at the end of March asking, hey, does this name look like the right name you want on your degree? You can reply to them. Also, if you have accents or like special characters in your name, you can request that by reaching out directly to the registrar. So yeah.
Thank you so much, Tomas, for sharing that super, super cool initiative. Does anybody else have anything that they would like to announce quickly?
Yeah, I do. I'm also currently working on this initiative I have called the Serenity Space, and I'm currently in talks with the Interfaith Council and the director of the Old Song person. So I just wanted to let me just kind of explain what the vision is real quick. It's basically just a Serenity Space in the Ag Quad. So students from all faiths or no faith at all, honestly, can just come and chill and meditate, pray, or just a quiet place. And this came out of the need for Muslim students to have a place to pray, because we pray like 5 times a day. And like, there's no spaces on campus. And like people often have to go all the way to like either Willow Street Hall or Annabelle Taylor or to their dorms to just pray the required 5 daily prayers. So I've been in talks, and I've just had a meeting with the Interfaith Council people, and we're basically assembling a task force. They're going to bring people on their end, and I'm just opening the floor up to anyone on the SA who's interested in helping out. They can Slack me their net ID or whatever. Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing, Mardia. And lastly, we have Uche.
So I just have a quick announcement. One is that for a class of 2021 convocation committee, you probably got CC'd on an email asking or inviting you to join the committee. So if you're interested in joining the convocation committee, please reply back to that email, or and the convocation chair will coordinate that. And then the second thing is Outdoor Odyssey, one of our Byline funded organizations, they're looking for an SA member to be a liaison on their executive board. So if you're interested, please reach out to me so that I can connect you with the chair, I guess the co-chairs of Outdoor Odyssey. But other than that, that's it.
Thank you, Jay. Seeing nothing else, we're going to move into open microphone. So if any members of the community wish to speak about issues that are not on our agenda this week, please raise your hand. I don't know if we have any non-SA members this week. So I think with that, I'm just going to close open microphone and hand it back to Kat.
Awesome. Thanks so much, EVP Watson. As for Outdoor Odyssey, raise your hand if you've done Outdoor Odyssey, like the stuff they organized before. Okay, never mind. I thought that might be the case because I know this is a new year for a lot of us. So I was gonna say, if anyone's participating in their events, you should sign up, but that's okay. If you're still interested, contact UJ. Okay, back to our agenda. We just have approval of the minutes. Take a minute to review them really quickly if needed. Otherwise, I will look favorably upon a motion to vote on them whenever you guys are ready. Oh, sorry, I didn't see your hand. Yes, Claire.
It says that I'm both present and absent in the notes. I was just absent.
Okay. Okay, do you want a motion to amend that to say absent?
Yeah, motion to amend.
Awesome. Second.
Thank you. What line is that, if there's a line in the minutes? Like line number, there might not be a line number, I can check, sorry. It's okay, the box isn't loading for me. Yes, Wendy.
Yeah, it's actually just under roll call.
Oh, okay.
There's not awesome. A line number, so it's item one, subsection B, one and two.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. Section one. Okay, as long as we can get that to our clerk, then it should be fine. But there's a second. Okay, does anybody object? Does anybody object to approving this by unanimous consent? Okay, seeing as there's no objection, that amendment has been approved by unanimous consent. Thank you, Claire. Does anybody else have anything, or shall we vote?
Motion to vote.
Thank you, Morgan. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any objection to approving by unanimous consent? Seeing as there's no objections, the minutes have been approved. Thanks, everyone. Back to our agenda. I think we just have resolution 31, donating SA ComCom funds to the Student Access Fund. So Morgan, would you like to talk about this resolution or any of the co-sponsors?
Yes, thank you. So the purpose of this resolution is, well, first of all, should we put it up on the screen, or is that not necessary?
I can share my screen if that would be helpful.
Okay. The purpose of this resolution is to donate Access Communications Committee funds to the Student Access Fund, which supports low-income students with demonstrated needs. So our committee was allotted $1,000 this year under the Appropriations Committee, and we feel that the majority of our allotment would be better served in the hands of the Student Access Fund, given the restrictive nature of the pandemic. And we chose to donate to the Access Fund in particular because it reimburses expenses not covered by financial aid or other university programs for purchases pertaining to bus passes, gym memberships, winter coats, medical expenses, etc. And in the past year, the Access Fund has received an influx of requests from students, so we believe it's important in this critical time to ensure that the Access Fund can continue serving Cornell's most vulnerable populations equitably. So if there's any committee chairs present here today with Access funds who would like to jointly donate a larger amount, I'd be happy, more than happy, to motion to amend the resolution to include you so that we can provide even more access to financial support to students in need during these unprecedented times. I've spoken with Shakima Clancy, who manages the Access Fund, and she provided me with instructions regarding next steps. And she also recently informed me that the Access Fund no longer covers COVID-19 related expenses following the establishment of the Cornell Emergency Fund. So I'll need a motion to amend line 19 to remove the word COVID relief, since it's no longer applicable. So could I motion to amend line 19 to remove COVID relief?
Okay, awesome. Anybody object to that amendment? Great, it's been approved. Thank you.
Okay, and then I have one more amendment. I'd like to motion to amend to add Sonu Kapoor as a co-sponsor.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Anybody object? Okay, seeing as there's no objection, I'm just going to approve that by unanimous consent. Fantastic. Anything else?
Great, that's all for me.
Awesome. Any of the co-sponsors would like to share anything? Okay. Well, thank you all for bringing this to the floor of the assembly. Any comments, feedback, thoughts for the co-sponsors, please raise your hand. Yes, I see a hand from Representative Smith. The floor is yours.
Yeah, I guess I'm curious what the communications budget would have been spent on per se in a non-COVID time.
Right, so I believe past years that would be spent either on feeding members while during committee meetings. We can't meet in person, so I can't do that. And then also advertisements, which we'll be spending 150 on. So that's why we're donating 850 to the Access Fund.
Fantastic. Does that answer your question, Lucas?
Yep, yeah.
Awesome, thanks everyone. We have a hand from Lucy. What's your question? The floor is yours.
Oh, I actually don't have a question. I just wanted to express support for this. I think it's super important. And as the first gen rep, I've actually interacted with Shakima quite a bit. And she told me how, you know, like applications have been exceptionally high for the Access Fund, but there's just like not enough funds to actually distribute them to the students that need them. So I just wanted to express support for this. And if possible, I would like to be added to the co-sponsor list. It's not necessary, but I really support this.
Yeah, of course. I'll motion to amend to add Lucy Contreras as a co-sponsor.
Thank you. Is there a second? Oh, awesome. Second. Perfect. Thank you all. Does anybody object? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and approve that by unanimous consent. Thank you, Lucy, for expressing your support. Any other thoughts, comments, or questions? Alrighty, seeing as there are no hands up, I would look favorably upon a motion to vote.
Motion to vote.
Fantastic, thanks, Maria. There has been a second. Okay, let's vote officially on this. So please put your hand up, don't do the yes thing. We're gonna stick with hands for a bit if you approve this resolution. And I'm gonna close voting in a couple seconds. Also, sorry if you guys can hear like people being rowdy. My residents are like right outside the door for some reason. Okay. Couple more seconds for voting. Some of you still haven't voted. And unless you don't approve this resolution, I don't know why you wouldn't vote, which is okay if you don't, it's fine. Uche, are you voting or abstaining or something? Oh, perfect, there we go. Okay, fantastic, that's everyone. 22-0-1, that resolution passes. Thanks so much, this is a really meaningful contribution. Okay. So seeing as we have nothing else on the agenda, I would personally look favorably upon a motion to adjourn. And if anyone has some last minute like announcements or questions, go for it. And I know we'll be talking about elections at our next meeting. So I know people are really looking forward to that, I'm presuming at least. So looking forward to hearing Patrick's thoughts on that. Let me put everyone's hands down because I can't see if people have questions or not. Raise your hand again if you have something to say. Otherwise, is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Awesome. Is there a second? There's a second. All right. Does anybody object? Fantastic. Have a wonderful weekend. Please, you know, don't stress over wellness days. Bye-bye.
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.